It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 13th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is exhilarate, spelled E-X-H-I-L-A-R-A-T-E. Exhilarate is a verb that means to make someone very happy and excited or elated. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Sixer Sense by Christopher Klein. Maxie's flashes have exhilarated, but his small stature, inefficient shooting, and defensive shortcomings loom large. If the Sixers truly want to compete, he's the kind of long-term project you might exchange for a win-now piece. Many people find the word exhilarate a difficult one to spell. It's easy to forget that silent H in there, and is it an ER or AR after the L? It may be easier to remember the spelling if you know that exhilarate ultimately derives from the Latin adjective hilarus, meaning cheerful. This also explains why the earliest meaning of exhilarate is to make cheerful. Exhilarate comes from exhilaratus, the past participle of exhilarare, which is formed by combining ex and hilarare, verb that derives from hilarus and means to cheer or to gladden. If hilarus looks familiar, that may be because it's also the source of the words hilarious and hilarity, as well as hilariously and hilariousness, of course. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.